At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which are discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test. If you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is, I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So within the nakshatra of Purva Falguni, the 11th one in Leo, now this nakshatra is ruled by Venus. I won't put the symbology here. Venus and Sun combined, think of it that way, falling in Leo and ruled by Venus. So if you remember, the Venus nakshatras have got a theme about it, which is concerning relationships. Always first focus on the nakshatra ruler itself. That will give you some beginning themes. They have to learn to focus in life and be disciplined in order to get things. They lack discipline. Okay. They are involved in food, in relationships, in maintaining grace in house and in comforts. They complain about everyone. There's too much of complaining and always having relationship issues. That's the Venus. And in Leo, it becomes all about popularity because now you have stuck the sun in over there. So Purva Falguni has a dominant theme of popular people in popularity zone, like the film stars, like the movie stars, Hollywood, Bollywood, etc., who have fame, who have beauty, who have talent, special creative talents. Okay, they have inherited from past life. They bring it as a part of their past life gifts, the good part. But they have to learn some life lessons. And in Purva Falguni, it is trustworthiness is the best fruit in a relationship. That being the key to understanding Purva Falguni. Okay, remember that life lesson always. I've covered it in detail in previous ones. So, Purva Falguni, 13 degrees 20 minutes of Leo to 26 degrees 40 minutes of Leo. Talents being creativity, charm and social skills. Whatever I just spoke of, you will see here. Abilities, relationship building, artistic expression and hospitality. They are even good in hospitality industries, the hotels, the resorts, the spas, and so on and so forth. Everything that is refined beauty is Venus, after all. But relationship is there, see? Venus nakshatras have a dominant theme of relationships in them. The last one after this being Purva Ashada. We'll come to that later. Ambition is to create beauty, enjoy life, and connect with others. Their fulfillment in career comes from participating in arts, entertainment, hospitality, and the fashion industry. Everything to do with arts, entertainment, fashion is Purva Falguni. Their strengths are they're charming, they're sociable and creative. Their weaknesses are they're indulgent, they can have superficiality and have dependency on others. This dependency on others gets them into relationship issues. That's why all these popular film stars have all kinds of relationship issues going on, right? They are in the 10th or 110th marriage. Opportunities, creative industries, hospitality and social roles. The threats for these are they are in the risk of being overindulgent. They have conflicts from superficiality, too much of superficial behavior. Venus can get involved in a lot of, you know, vanity, which arises from too much of fame, too much of popularity, too much of good looks, too many affairs, emotional dependency. See there? Purva Falguni can have these issues. Keywords with respect to career becoming art career, performer, artist, acting career, like I said, creative professional, can be even an interior designer, by the way. Anything Venus, anything creative. Fashion career, fashion designer, creative industry, design career, fashion industry, event planning, event planner, wedding planner, event management and hospitality career. Anything planning and getting all bunch of people together, as you can see the thread there, is very much up the sleeve of Purva Falguni Nakshatra. Best working relationship they have with Magha Nakshatra complements creativity with leadership and ambition. Uttara Falguni, which falls in dominantly in Virgo, we shall see that next. Enhances service and detail-oriented work. Last, Swati Nakshatra in Libra, which provides balance and fairness in social and professional settings. Purva Falguni can get quite lost in a crowd, you know, attracting everybody, sanguine kind of mentality. Swati will provide that balance. Next, now, let us see the Enneagram type matches to Purva Falguni and MBTI matches to Purva Falguni, meaning whichever of these three Enneagram types you have, you can take the test. It's in the free download section in another playlist here in this channel. So the Enneagram type, if you're type 7, let's say, and you have Purva Falguni dominance, then what kind of careers you can choose? Let's see that now. The first Enneagram type being type 7, the enthusiast, whose qualities are spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and scattered. Basic desire is to be satisfied and content to have their needs fulfilled. That doesn't give us much. What about motivation? Seeking excitement and adventure, avoiding pain and discomfort. So I would say the careers for these would be typically event planning, event planner, wedding planner, event management, that kind of a thing. They don't have much of a role other than a lot of coordination and a lot of people stuff. But since these are moving against people, it would be better in fashion, career, fashion designer, and so on. You have to take a call. Where does type 1 fit in? And we shall see that with the next ones. Next one is type 4. The type 4 is the individualist. Now, this one is expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. Typically actors. Yes? They are very expressive and dramatic and very self-absorbed to the verge of being narcissistic. So fashion, career, designer, yes, but more of art, more of a performer, a stage artist, acting careers and creative professionals. That would be worthwhile for them. Next type of Enneagram is type 3. Type 3 people are the achievers. They are adaptive, excelling, driven, image conscious. Once again, I see acting there as the career type. Also, they could do well in fashion career, fashion design, and so on. You've got to see the placement of Venus where it is to determine where this will go. Venus and Sun both, because they are the governing planets of this nakshatra. Next, let's look at the MBTI types. ESFP, the entertainer. So the ESFP is the entertainer. Spontaneous, energetic, enthusiastic, and life is never boring around them. So they could be both art and career, like I said, performing, actors and actresses, going to the movie making industry, or even the movie production industry, fashion career. They are fun loving, outgoing, spontaneous, and optimistic. So outgoing people, because this is the E in the front, right? They are extroverts of the best kind. So that's ESFP role. So if you're an ESFP plus Purva Falguni, think of these careers listed over here and select what suits you the best. Essentially, that's what it comes down to. Next one, ENFP, the campaigner. Enthusiastic, creative, sociable, free-spirited kind of people. Who can always find a reason to smile. Oh, how nice. Energetic, independent, imaginative, and compassionate. They excel in roles that provide creativity. So again, art, music industry, fashion career, fashion designer, any kind of creative industry or design industry. Okay. That's ENFP. The last one, INFP. ISFP, sorry. So the ISFP is the adventurer, little more gentle, little more flexible, charming artist, sensitive, artistic, adventurous, easygoing. I see them more as fashion and event planning kind of careers. Because this is more gentle, they are not so much about pomposity as much as they are for arts, design, and healthcare, like it's said over here, common work fields. Okay? So that's for the Purva Falguni. Again, always tie in what comes up from the Enneagram, from the MBTI, and match it to Purva Falguni if you have lots of planets and points in D1, D10, Ascendant, and 10th Lord. Okay, next we shall see Uttara Falguni, which is 12th one. which ends Leo and starts Virgo. Take care. Be safe.